Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra, NA1SS, this is Victor Kilo 7, Kilo Hotel Zulu, Zeehan Primary School, Zeehan Tasmania calling, can you receive, over.
Victor Kilo 7, Kilo Hotel Zulu, this is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra, we have you loud and clear.
Okay, fine, thank you. NA1SS, we also receive you loud and clear. May we start our questions, over.
And I'm ready for the
questions.
Over.
Hi, my name is Natasha Bort. How long do you stay on the International Space Station before returning to Earth? Over.
And Natasha, usually we stay 4 to 5 months in general, and I'll be here for 5.5 months. We return to Earth in May. Over.
My name is Dylan. How often do you get to talk to your family? Over.
I talk to my family every day. We have a phone on board that allows us to call back to the States, and we also write emails to them. Over.
Hi, my name is Jamie. What is the hardest thing about working in zero gravity? Over.
Hello, Jamie. The hardest thing about working in zero gravity is while you're working, because without gravity, while you're working, your body tends to float away from the workplace, and so you need to try to fix your feet using foot loops or some other object so that you don't float away while you're working. Over.
Hi, my name is Daniel. What is it like to walk in space? Over.
Hi, Daniel. Well, it's really a great feeling to be outside, since we've been inside for, you know, for several months. And but it's very difficult to work in the spacesuit because it's very stiff. It's pressurized so that to protect our bodies from the cold and the lack of atmosphere in space. Over.
Hi, my name is Emma McKenzie, and my question is, what do you do in your spare time? Are you able to watch TV or listen to the radio? Over.
Victor Kilo 7, Kilo Hotel Zulu, this is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. How do you read?
Hi, my name is Emma McKenzie, and my question is, what do you do in your spare time? Are you able to watch TV or listen to the radio? Over.
Hello, Emma. We can't watch TV, or we can't actually listen to the radio. We can listen to the ham radio. Normally, I listen to CDs. I write emails to my family and friends. I read, or I watch. We have a DVD player, so we watch movies on DVDs. Over.
Hi, my name is Tristan. What type of food do you eat in space, and how is it prepared? Over.
Hi, Tristan. Most of the food that we eat is like food that you would take camping, and it's in foil pouches, and we warm it up and eat it. Some of it's in cans, and we warm those up and eat them too. Some of our food is dehydrated, so we just add water and then let it sit for 5 to 10 minutes, and then we can eat that as well. Over.
Hi, my name is Michael. What happens to your rubbish? Is it brought back to Earth for disposal? Over.
Hello, Michael. Most of our rubbish goes into the unmanned Progress spacecraft, and then we take all the new stuff out of the Progress. We put all the rubbish into the Progress, and then the Progress undocks like it did yesterday and burns up in the atmosphere. Over.
Hi, my name is Tahana. What for you is the most anxious part of space travel? Liftoff or entering the Earth's atmosphere? Over.
Hello, Tahana. I think the most anxious part is the liftoff, because that's where the forces are the greatest. There's a tremendous amount of power being put forth by the engines on the space shuttle, and that's always for me the most exciting but most anxious time. Over.
Hi, my name is Natalie Ray, and my question is, how do you prepare your body for your return to Earth? Over.
Hello, Natalie. We prepare by exercise. We have a treadmill on board, so we run on a treadmill, which is exercise, so we can do squats.
Hi, my name is Thomas Brook. What happens if something goes wrong and you need to evacuate the International Space Station? Over.
Hello, Thomas. If something goes wrong, we have the Russian Soyuz spacecraft attached, and so our crew would jump into that Soyuz, and we would undock from the space station and come home in that. Over.
Hi, my name is Melissa Campbell. What type of space experiments are you involved in on the ISS? Over.
Hello, Melissa. We have all sorts of different experiments from biology to physics to material science. The ones that I'm involved in particularly are some of the biology experiments where I'm the subject, and we're looking at reflexes, the formation of kidney stones, and also lung function in space. Over.
Hi, my name is Naomi Lee. How do you sleep in zero gravity? Over.
Hello, Naomi. We sleep with sleeping bags that keep us from floating away while we're sleeping. Over.
Hi, my name is Ashley Doherty. Why do you have to wear the space suit only when you are outside the space station and at liftoff and re-entry? Over.
Hello, Ashley. Well, normally in the space station, we have 14.7 psi atmosphere with normal concentrations of oxygen and nitrogen, so we don't need a spacesuit inside. During liftoff and reentry, we wear them because they're dynamic activities, and there's always a possibility for a cabin leak. And then when we do spacewalks, we have to wear a spacesuit to protect us since there's no air at all outside of the vacuum of space. Over.
NA1SS, this is Thomas Lind. This concludes our list of prepared questions. On behalf of the students of ZM Primary School and Grade 5-6, teacher Ms. Weidenhofer, I wish to say thank you for this exciting opportunity to speak with you. We wish you well, and we will be watching with interest your return to Earth. This is VK7KHZ out.
And VK7KHZ, it's been a pleasure talking with you all, and congratulations to all the amateurs.